It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Van Frank. Today, we have 24-hour news channels and TikTok to share breaking news and current trends. But for Utahns isolated by distance in the early 20th century, the radio did a tremendous job of connecting residents in rural communities to each other and to the larger world. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Hello, hello, hello. This is KZN. KZN, the Deseret News, Salt Lake City calling. KZN calling. Greetings. In 1922, these words crackled over the airwaves emanating from one of Utah's first radio stations. Although radio was nothing new in big cities like New York or Chicago, few broadcasters existed in Utah, and nearly no one owned a radio receiver. Shortly after KZN's initial broadcast, radio sets were installed at a rapid rate in Utah homes. As radios became more common, listeners were eager to hear news and cultural programming in real time. Radio technology bridged the gap between communities separated by distance, offering people a way to connect through shared information and culture. KZN wasn't Utah's only radio station. Several popped up during the early decades of the 20th century, although very few survived the 1920s. Early on, KZN aired programs daily for 30 minutes. The station soon lengthened the broadcast time to an hour and a half each evening. Listeners from all over Utah and even neighboring states wrote to the station expressing joy at listening to the broadcast. At first, KZN listeners heard scripture and religious messages, but content soon broadened to include concerts and dance music aired live from the LDS School of Music, the Hotel Utah Roof Garden, and the Dance Pavilion at Salt Air. Children's programming offered songs and stories, even comedy shows and national sports were broadcast over Utah's airwaves. Radio quickly became more than a source of entertainment, and Utah's listeners eagerly followed, in real time, news and current events happening in the state and nation. Public officials saw the potential to relay information across radio waves, and in 1923, thousands of Utahns around the state heard KZN's broadcast of U.S. President Warren Harding speaking from Salt Lake City's Tabernacle. Some stations geared programming toward rural families specifically by providing market reports, weather forecasts, and other agriculturally focused offerings. As the popularity and accessibility of radios increased, more Utahns became connected. Isolated pockets of the state now felt part of a broader American experience that included current news, music, and pop culture. Radio technology brought communities a little closer, making vast distances seem a little smaller. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.